This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Time now for...
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
The expat edition. On the 4th of July, we checked in with two Americans living in the United Kingdom on the most American of holidays. They're missing out on another American holiday today, of course. Jeff Moody is living and working in Worcester, England. Matt Smith has been living in Edinburgh with his Scottish wife. Jeff and Matt, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah. So no Labor Day being celebrated in England or Scotland today, right?
Not in England.
Definitely not.
Jeff, last we talked to you, you're in Worcester, England. You are working for an American franchise company in Worcester, and you were just getting to know the local customs. Can you say that you have assimilated into British work culture yet?
Well, I'm learning more and more each day. You're having a lot of fun, but I still make them laugh around the office a lot. I still make the mistake of calling them dollars instead of pounds from here and there. But I like to tell everyone I'm British now, and I've been practicing. But hello, mates.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you really sound British at this point, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, what about you? Are you working at this point, or what's happening with you?
Yeah, actually, I'd been here since last December. I was seeing the last program, and I was on a fiance visa, so can't find work until April, and took me about two and a half, three months, and I finally got on with a technology company here in Edinburgh.
Jeff, it's Labor Day here in the United States. A lot of us are thinking about work, jobs, the quality of work, how many jobs. Last we talked to you in July, you said that things were pretty good in Worcester, at least where you are. Have you seen any change, or is the jobs picture improved, declined? What's happening?
You know, when I'm out and about, I'm just seeing a very vibrant city, and I travel around quite a bit around England anyway, and I'm just seeing the shops are full, the restaurants are full, construction going on. You know, I found a great workforce pretty readily, and so I'm not seeing a real economically depressed area over here, although you do hear about it. But I think that, you know, part of the nature in the UK is to talk about some of the struggles that are going on instead of all the great things, but I think things are thriving.
And Matt, you said it only took you 2 months to find a job. Actually, that's not bad considering, right?
I got lucky and I found a great job with a really progressive, growing tech company that's now expanding in different markets.
Anything you ran into in the job search process that was a little different from looking for a job in the United States? I mean, obviously, you're an American, so that's a difference right there for an employer. But other than that?
The weird thing is I'd submitted a resume at 10 a.m., had an interview by 3 p.m. over the phone, and had another phone interview by 6, had an in-person interview the next day, and was hired on a six-month contract. So they do move fast.
Yeah. Matt Smith in Edinburgh, Scotland, and Jeff Moody in Worcester, England. Good to talk with you both again, and happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, too. Cheerio.
Yeah, happy Labor Day to all my friends back in the U.S. You guys have a great, phenomenal day.